The position of the Oshun State Executive Council was contained in a statement endorsed by the Secretary to the State Government, Prince Wole Oyebamiji. In the statement, the government announced the ban of all annual youth carnivals and crossover ceremonies across the state. The Oshun State Government also mandated religious organizations to reintroduce all the abandoned protocols put in place in the wake of the COVID-19 before the economy was unlocked for business. It advised residents of the state to cut down on social gatherings, such as namings, weddings, and funeral ceremonies, to reduce the spread of their exposure with possible carriers of the virus. The council also directed leadership of local government and local council development areas to form strategic committee to enforce compliance with the COVID-19 protocols. The chief secretary to the state governor, Mr. Ismail Omipido, speaks more on the directives of the state executive council aimed at curtailing the spread of the virus.
We looked at the rise in the cases of coronavirus in the country and the world over. We decided to introduce new measures to ensure we curb the spread of the infection in our state. Part of the measures we have taken so far is to charge all members of the cabinet to take it as a duty to interact with religious leaders in their various localities to help impress it on the congregation, to ensure that they follow the protocols that were put in place before now.
Radio Nigeria spoke with one of the key players in the hospitality industry in the state, Mr. Jide Bawaji, who appealed to the government not to impose too stringent measures against hotels and event centers, considering the economic situation in the country.
If there is compliance, I tell you we are going to survive this. Because eventually, government will also generate revenue from these sectors and look at the effect on every head or every individual. Because if somebody is employed, for example, in a hotel or event center, you also have some people that are depending on the person. That goes along the graph.
Also speaking, the Oshun State Chairman of the Nigerian Medical Association, Dr. Rasak Akindele, who noted that some people took COVID-19 for a joke, appeal to the government to increase the rate of its awareness campaign.
We should step up the public awareness. People think it is not real. We should step up the public awareness and let people know that the thing is real.
Dr. Akindele, however, called on residents to take the protocol seriously to mitigate the deadly consequences of the spread of COVID-19 in the state. From Oshogbo, Adeniton Akinla, Radio Nigeria.